Hello again, Nigel Ogden here, and as the Friday Night is Music Night Orchestra packs its bags and prepares to go home, it's time for the organist to entertain for the next 40 minutes. 10 of them, to be exact, and the first to ascend from the orchestra pit this evening is Dudley Savage on the ABC Plymouth Compton and Marquina's Spanish Gypsy Dance. Dudley Savage at the ABC Plymouth Compton with the Spanish Gypsy Dance. Well, in the world of electronics, Rhythian Davis must be one of our most inventive arrangers, and I always enjoy hearing the way he's decided to treat a well-known standard, such as this one, How High the Moon, played on Technics E33. How High the Moon, Rhythian Davis on Technics E33, and continuing the astronomical theme, a delightful arrangement of Stairway to the Stars from David Williams, who for this particular session travelled down to Worthing to play the 3-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer, so magnificently restored and reinstalled in the Assembly Hall by the Sussex Theatre Organ Trust. The Assembly Hall Worthing Wurlitzer and Stairway to the Stars, played by David Williams. Well, back to electronics and another fairly recent product from Japan, this time from the Yamaha factory. The model number is the FX10, and incidentally, many of you ask if I can explain what the various letters and figures mean. Well, the short answer is that I can't, simply because all manufacturers have their own way of symbolising the various models in their range. However, those of you that own a Yamaha FX10 will know exactly what it signifies, and here's Neil Jarman to play A Certain Smile. Neil Jarman on Yamaha FX10 with A Certain Smile. For the first time, Blackpool's famous Tower has opened its doors to the public every weekend this winter. But Easter's only a week away, and that means the start of the summer season in earnest. Blackpool has often been referred to as the organ enthusiast's mecca, as over the years a veritable galaxy of pipe and electronic instruments have entertained millions of holidaymakers. The pipes are rather less in evidence these days, with the absence of the Odeon Blackpool Conacher, the Empress and Palace Ballroom Wurlitzers, and the Opera House Wurlitzer remaining more or less unused. But there's still plenty of organ music to be heard, and the stars of tonight's special feature are three of the people whose music is an integral part of many people's holiday. Well, let's start at the obvious place, the magnificent Tower Ballroom, where the undisputed leader of the Tower team of organists, Phil Kelswall, is now in his 10th year at this world-famous console, and as popular as ever. Well, the Wurlitzer is just 50 years old, but sounding as though there's plenty of life in it yet, as you're about to hear.
Thank you.
medley of three from Phil Kelsall at the organ of the Tower Ballroom. Well, moving north from the Tower for about a mile, we come to the imposing Cliffs Hotel at North Shore, where since 1971, summer and winter, Peter Jebson has entertained in the Long Bar. Peter leads a very busy and varied life because, as well as playing at the Cliffs, he's a deputy headmaster by day and organist and choirmaster at Lytham Parish Church. Well, I know he enjoys every minute of it and would certainly miss playing to his regular summer visitors, many of whom come to Blackpool just to hear Peter at the Baldwin PR200 theatre organ. Well, let's do the same for the next couple of minutes as he plays a very appropriate piece, The Golden Mile March. Peter Jebson playing the Golden Mile March on the Baldwin PR200 Electronic in the Cliffs Hotel, Blackpool. As well as being famous for the Tower and its trams, Blackpool is also noted for its three piers, and it's the most northerly one we're going to visit now to hear from a gentleman who has definitely become another of the resort's musical institutions. For the past 20 years or so, Raymond Walbank has played 13 sessions every week in the pier's Sun Lounge, and once again has built up a loyal following which assures him of a large appreciative audience every time he plays. In fact, many people write to tell Raymond what date they'll be arriving for their holiday, and what tunes they'd like playing when they get there. Well, the organ Raymond plays is a magnificent white and gold Wurlitzer 950TA electronic, and here he is with I'd Do Anything from Lionel Bart's Oliver. Thank you. I'd Do Anything, Raymond Warbank on Well It's a 950 Electronic in the Sun Lounge on Blackpool's North Pier. Well, to end our brief look at some of the resort's organ entertainers to be found playing away each summer, let's remember the man who started it all off back in 1930, and who, even in retirement, still lives within sight of that magnificent iron structure which made him famous. Or was it the other way round? Mr. Blackpool, Reginald Dixon, and Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag from Reginald Dixon at the Tower Wurlitzer. Well, that huge ballroom couldn't be more contrasting in size and appearance to our next venue, the Compton Lounge of the Plough Inn at Great Mundon in Hertfordshire, where Alec Leader is at the console and looking for the lights of home. Alec Leader playing the ex-Gaumont Finchley Compton in The Plough Great Mundon and The Lights of Home. Concert diary time coming up after we've heard from master musician Brian Sharp in lively mood on Technics Pro 90 Electronic, putting some of the big band voices to excellent use in this arrangement of Trumpet Blues and Cantabile. How about that, then? The amazingly authentic sounds of the Technics Pro 90, Brian Sharp at the controls with Trumpet Blues and Cantabile. On to this week's list of concerts throughout the UK. Tomorrow, the 30th, Julianne Carr plays the organ of Rochdale Town Hall at 3 p.m, and at 7:30, Andrew Willans and Michael Holmes at the 3J's Gomersall. On Sunday the 31st, three concerts at 2:30 p.m, with Armsby Bancroft at Ossett Town Hall, George Blackmore at the Municipal Hall Eston, and Robert Wolfe will be playing the beautiful Christie organ in the Astra Theatre Llandudno. Finally, at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, Phil Kelsall at the Assembly Hall Worthing. And we end tonight as we began, with the stirring sounds of the ABC Plymouth Compton, with Dudley Savage in the driving seat, with a tune from the Salvation Army hymn book, Lift Up the Banner. Lift Up the Banner, Dudley Savage playing the ABC Plymouth Compton and providing tonight's finale. My thanks to you for your company during the past 40 minutes. Hope very much you'll be able to be back with me at 9:15 next Friday evening. For now, it's cheerio from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden. Bye-bye. ¶¶